Viral hemorrhagic septicemia was found in several locations and a variety of fish in Lakes Superior in Michigan last year, but Cornell Aquatics Professor Paul Bowser says he won't be able to release exact locations until they're published in scientific research journals.
The bottom line is the virus is still out there. Now, I think it's important to note that since 2008 and beyond, there have been very few actual mortality events associated with viral hemorrhagic septicemia in the Great Lakes Basin.
VHS was first found in the Great Lakes in 2005. Lake Superior was the last lake to be infected in 2009. Lake Superior commercial fisherman Steve Dahl says his group hasn't found infected fish, but they're worried that this virus that causes fish to hemorrhage and die could be a disaster to commercial fishing.
I hope not. I suppose it could be, but I don't know.
Neither do scientists. Bowser says they'll need to keep a guarded watch to see how VHS evolves in the Great Lakes.
And then the big concern is this going to make this virus be more virulent and more capable of causing disease, or is it going to have no effect at all, or might it be something that knocks out the ability of this virus to cause disease? And we'll never know what way that'll happen until it happens.
VHS is not known to infect humans. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.